Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. Is it okay to breathe?
Yeah, I highly recommend everybody breathe.
All right.
And everybody can just settle down.
Yeah. Hey, the sun's coming up.
It came up today, yeah, Bob. The sun and the sky did not fall today.
It's still blue. Grass is green. Water's wet.
Yep. How about that? You turned on, you pushed a button, your car still started, and the roads are still there.
How can that be?
I don't know. We're still here, Bob.
Yes, sir. Yes, we are. Niles Gens, ladies and gentlemen, Gens Financial Services. G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. That phone number, 258-3688.
So we have a couple things to talk about before we get to the show. Obviously, Veterans Day is coming up here.
Yep, on Monday.
This coming Monday. So let's take an opportunity. First off, thank you to all your veterans out there and family members of veterans. But if you see a veteran, anytime, obviously. But if you see a veteran, just take a few minutes out of your very busy schedule and just say thanks. That's all you got to do. Or if you have the means to do it, if you see him at a restaurant or out and about somewhere, you want to buy him lunch or a cup of coffee or whatever. Just acknowledge what they went through, because I deal with quite a few veterans at the office that our clients are. And some of the stories that these veterans tell me, it's like, oh, my gosh, you went through that? And there's some stories I can't even talk about on the air. They're that bad, okay? So take the time out of your busy schedule just to say thanks every day, but especially this coming Monday. And I think you mentioned there's a parade Monday?
We start at 11 o'clock, of course, the 11th hour, the 11th month, the 11th day, Armistice Day. The end of World War One. We're going to start at 11 o'clock from the St. Cloud Public Library. We will go right down St. Germain to the River's Edge Convention Center. And, of course, the St. Cloud VA is going to have a special program. I believe it's at 1:30 on Monday afternoon as well.
So if everybody can participate in that, they'd be great.
We just started
this yesterday, actually, at the office. We've had some clients drop off Toys for Tots for our annual event, which is Friday, December 6th at the Stearns County Museum from 11 to 1. If you want to drop off a unwrapped package, toy, I should say, also any age, 0 to 18. Mm-hmm. They're asking us to kind of, if you could do a little to the upper age, it seems like the upper age kids get forgotten a little bit. While you're there, you can tour the museum. Compliments of Gens Financial. We'll pay for the charge for you. So 11 to 1, we'll have refreshments available for you, coffee, hot cider, probably some hot chocolate, and some other dessert-type items. So 11 to 1, if you cannot make it, you're more than welcome to drop a toy off at our office. We have two boxes. One's already almost full by our door already.
Isn't that great?
So the goal is every year is stuff my pickup full of toys.
Yep.
And last year, my pickup was overstuffed. We had to actually have, I think there was two and a half pickups were full.
Nice.
So let's get going. December 6th is not that far away. Mm-hmm. If my math tells me right, Bob, it's a month from today.
Exactly right.
Yep. So let's honor the veterans as always, but especially this coming Monday, and then Toys for Tots on December 6th.
Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services, 258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
So we do have schedule up on the website here next day or so of our upcoming workshops in December 10th at the Brick House here downtown St. Cloud.
Oh, nice.
And December 12th at the Coyote Moon, regular stomping grounds for us. So December 10th and December 12th, RSVP by calling 320-258-3688. Of course, this will be our last workshops for the 2024 calendar. 2025 calendar, I would guess the workshop would probably be the third week or so in January, thereabouts.
Yeah.
But this is a good time to kind of to get the ball rolling, sit down, get some information, learn a few things, and then start the process in 2025 of getting your ducks in a row.
If you don't have those year-end documents ready to go, let's get that started,
You should have year-end documents ready to go all the time.
Yeah, true, okay? True.
But again, December 10th at the Brick House, December 12th at the Coyote Moon. So we're going to talk about something that's been quite a while since we talked about, and we're going to focus probably the whole show on this, and it's called legacy. Family legacy.
What is a legacy, Niles?
So legacy is, first of all, when people think legacy, they think money.
Yeah, always.
We're not going to get there.
Right.
Well, that'll be towards the end of our conversation.
Okay.
There's more important things to a legacy that you're going to leave behind besides money.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about today is important to have conversations with your family on what you want to leave as a legacy, for example. So we're going to cover topics for today are the importance of a legacy, the four pillars of legacy, and capturing your own family legacy. Also, by we say legacy, you could say traditions.
Sure.
Things that are passed down the line, being of German heritage, myself, my wife being part German, part Swiss, and I don't Heinz 57, I'll call her.
There you
okay?
go.
But every one of us has some lineage down the route. So let's talk about the importance of legacy. So when the first thing that comes to mind, you hear the word legacy, people think inheritance, they think estate planning, they think wills. That's the first thing that comes to mind, okay? Mm-hmm. But legacy more generally is something transmitted by or received from an ancestor. So it could be an item. It could be grandma's cast iron skillet.
The Hoffman family stuffing.
Yeah, yes, which we will have here in a couple of weeks. Thank you for that, by the way.
Sure.
Ever since we did that 10 years ago, I get demanded for that. Not asked, demanded.
Yeah. Sorry.
So thanks, Bob. Okay. So that would be one legacy in my family that has not gone down to the next generation very good is German fish soup.
I understand why. I've never heard of that before.
So when I grew up on the farm, my grandma Olga came from Germany in 1922, I think it was. Okay. So she came here with her brother Otto.
Sure.
Okay. Left mom and dad back in Germany.
Boy.
Came to southwestern Minnesota where her half sister, Aunt Elsa, and her husband, Gustav. Okay.
Boy.
And
love the names, yep. Niles.
So they came to southern Minnesota, Lakefield, where mm-hmm. my wife and I are from. You had to be sponsored. So they were sponsored by her half-sister and brother-in-law.
Right.
And you had to have a job.
This sounds like the immigration process.
Yeah. So her job in Germany was she was a milkmaid.
Okay.
Okay. So she milked cows.
Right.
Okay. But inflation was so high when she was in Germany that you got paid every day. And you went and bought your groceries every day because groceries would be higher the next day.
Wow.
Okay. So very, very tough times. How she even afforded to get on the ship and go and land on Ellis Island,
I wonder if her folks, as tough as it would be to send your children away.
Yep.
Maybe they helped.
And that was the last time she ever saw them.
Isn't that
so? She got on the ship. So anyway, she got to southwestern Minnesota. She had to have a job lined up,
right,
and a sponsor, and probably the Lutheran Church sponsored her because our church that I grew up in, it was around back then.
Sure.
It's the oldest Lutheran church south of the Twin Cities in the state of Minnesota.
Be darned.
Missouri Synod now, okay? So she was a milkmaid for this bachelor farmer. Huh. Think that through a little bit.
Yeah.
End up being grandpa.
Nice.
So their tradition, my grandma, when she was in Germany, was to have fish soup every New Year's Day. So the lake I grew up on, Heron Lake in southwestern Minnesota, was mainly full of northerns.
Okay.
Northern pike.
Sure.
Okay. So remember they used to scale the fish back then?
Absolutely.
And they didn't know how to get the Y-bone out, and they wonder why his kids didn't like eating northern. But they would, my wife actually can make this soup. She makes it once in a while. So you boil the fish. And then you put it in a cream sauce with like molasses and other stuff.
Yeah.
And then you serve it over, but Chris Germans have potatoes every meal.
Right.
Three times a day.
Yes, sir.
So I've acquired a taste for it. My wife has, but my kids run.
No way,
they
right?
They run, okay? And another tradition that Grandma brought over from Germany was German blood soup.
Okay, you can have that too. Blood sausage, blood soup, all that stuff. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. So blood soup is a sweet soup.
Yeah.
Okay, very sweet.
The name is a little
yes,
off.
And the amount of blood, and there's more blood in a steak than there is in the soup.
Exactly.
But I remember as a kid, we used to butcher ducks and geese as a kid, and Grandma used to cut the vein on the top of their head, which would boil into a bowl.
Sure.
My job as a kid is to keep stirring it so it wouldn't coagulate.
Right.
So that's the blood that you used in the soup.
Back in the old days, what was put in front of you, you ate.
Darn right you did.
You did. Well, honey, I'll make you something else.
Oh.
No.
Are you kidding me? Was that ever said in your kitchen?
Well, first off, honey, it was never said.
Yeah, true.
Would you want something else? But you put the German blood soup in front of you, and I never knew what it tasted like, hot or warm. By the time I get to it, it was cold. So those are traditions we could sit and laugh about.
Sure.
But there's also traditions that are passed down the line.
Yeah.
Legacies, if you would.
Right.
Minnesota, work ethic.
Amen.
The United States, work ethic. Okay. Most of us are good workers, okay, especially us in Minnesota.
Right.
So those are legacies that we're trying to talk about. So what are you passing down the line to your family? Now, we'll get to money and inheritance here in a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm talking about family traditions, and with Thanksgiving coming up right around the corner here, is a good time to talk about legacy.
Yes, sir.
So legacy could be grandma's china. My wife does have some of her grandma's on her mom's side, some of her china. It's so nice. You don't even use it, Bob.
It just sits there in the hutch, right?
It sits in the hutch and you dust it off once in a while. mom's recipes, which I'm looking for my mom's recipes. They come with disappeared for some reason. Passion for charity. Do you want to give something to charity? And we just got done talking about some family traditions. Okay. Some family traditions that are coming up is how you do the holidays, Christmas season, and that type of thing. So again, I would encourage everybody listening today to help your family out, the kids and nephews, nieces. If there's certain things that you want to pass on to your family, make a list. When I work with a client who's passed away, working with their family, I should say.
Yep.
I very, very rarely see arguments when it comes to money, okay? Because a dollar only can be split so many ways.
It's only money.
It's only money. But so I very rarely will see arguments on money. I very rarely will see arguments on real estate, land, if you would.
Okay.
Now, if it's a farming situation, something gets sticky sometimes because maybe one of the kids, son or daughter, worked with mom and dad,
right?
Sweat equity, that type of, I'm not getting that part of the conversation. But the arguments that I see blow up almost uncontrollable is something that somebody wants that somebody else wants.
Yep.
Okay. So I had and I've talked about this before years ago. We're going back a dozen years at least. Client of ours had all girls. Not that that really matters in the story. But there was a footstool that these girls used when they were little to brush their teeth by the bathroom sink because they could see the mirror,
right,
when you brush your teeth.
Yep.
So we got done talking about the money, the IRAs, the non-qualified accounts, the brokerage accounts, the insurance policies and all that stuff, all divided up amongst all these girls.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. Everybody signed the paperwork. And then it came down to dividing stuff up. They're all in agreement. Who gets the china? Who gets the silverware? Who gets the pitchers? Who gets this and that? And it came down to this stool.
Footstool, yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought World War III was going to break out. They all wanted that
stool.
Footstool.
Sure.
They all wanted it. So finally, I negotiated where they would take turns using it. You get it this month. You get it.
Judge Judy's got nothing on you now.
And I'm thinking to myself, holy
smokes.
Now, I'm not a possession type person.
Yeah.
You know, like my mom died, my three brothers, I go, you want this? Nope. You want this? Nope.
Yeah.
You know, that for me, I probably say, here, Bob, you can have this.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Yeah.
So my point is kind of a long story. The point is make a list, put it with your important documents.
Yep.
Sign it, get it notarized if you need to, give everybody a copy and say, here, when I die, here's what you get.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, so be it. But this is what you get. Okay.
Yep.
I also, if they don't get along, put a little line about if you can't decide on this list or if you can't get along, everything goes to the goodwill.
So what about the letter of instruction, right? Can that be part of all of this?
Yep.
What we're talking about?
Yep. Letter of instruction.
Right.
Here's what I want done.
Yeah.
But I also encourage you to give stuff away while you're alive. I can't encourage that enough. Okay. get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's an advantage when we get older. Sometimes we move and we have to downsize.
And there's no choice.
And we got to get rid of stuff. Okay. But you will learn, and people will challenge me on this, but I'll tell you by practice, by experience, your kids don't want most of your stuff.
They have lamps, they have dressers, they have beds, they have everything.
They don't want most of your stuff.
Right.
And kids nowadays, not all of them, but some kids nowadays really don't care about the china, the silverware, and stuff like that. Okay?
Yep.
But if you have one that does, that'd be great. So make a list.
Can I just jump in here and
sure.
You're talking about legacies, okay?
Yep.
Folks, this is appalling to me. Think about the legacy that some of us are leaving our children. Colleges are so worried, Niles, about stressed out students. They are offering self-care seminars today at Georgetown University, including hot chocolate, coloring books, self-guided meditation, and a Lego station. These are for college kids. In my opinion, the legacy that these kids are inheriting, something's way wrong here. Can't they deal with disappointment? Think of that kind of legacy. We need to educate and we need to help our kids a lot more than we are.
Yeah, I think.
Or maybe we're helping too much.
We're too much.
Okay.
We're in my opinion, somebody's going to be mad or you know what when
Me
I say
too.
This.
Yep.
Participation. Everybody gets a participation ribbon, trophy, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay for a certain age. But once you're 10, 11, 12 years old, first off, most of the kids don't want that. But I think the kids are too coddled.
Yeah, I would agree.
Way too coddled. Not that they, and you and I weren't coddled, okay? We were treated fairly.
Fairly.
Okay? My dad never spanked me, although I probably had it coming many times, okay? But again, I think the kids are just too coddled.
I got spanked only because I deserved it. And I admit that big time.
I was too busy studying, Bob. And
I know that.
And I was too busy doing my homework and being prepared, that type of thing.
Sure.
So four pillars, values and life lessons.
Amen.
Just carry yourself that you'd want your kids to copy you as you're carrying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So example, are you a good Christian? Do you go to church? Do you handle yourself appropriately?
Yes, sir.
Do you treat other people fairly? And your kids are going to catch on to that.
Right.
So some people wonder why your kids are a-holes. Who are they getting that from sometimes?
Right. Yeah. Okay. True.
So personal items of emotional value. These are things like pictures. One bad thing in my family, amongst a few minor details, mom with the dementia there when she was still at home, she burned all of her family pictures.
Oh.
There are not five pictures of me that exist in this world.
Oh, no.
Well, but can I sit down in a corner and bawl about it? Well, it ain't going to do any good.
Right.
But it's kind of too bad. I probably was a cute kid, probably, Bob.
I don't know what happened. I think you probably were.
I don't know what happened is right, but thanks for that. So personal items, emotional value.
Yeah.
Instructions and wishes to be fulfilled. How do you want to be treated as a frail senior?
Right.
Yeah, what do you want done? Do you want to be kept alive by machines and other extreme measures, medical care, or do you want nature to take its course? Okay. So again, your family needs to know. So we're also going to talk about financial assets and real estate when we get that far. So pillar number one, value and life lessons, ethics and morality.
Yes, sir.
Faith and religion. Customs and traditions, memories and stories. Tell your kids what you did when you were growing up.
Yeah.
Stories. Well, hunting trips, fishing trips, you and I walking beans, picking rocks,
sure.
Cleaning out the gutter in the dairy barn, actually physical labor mm-hmm. back then.
Mm-hmm.
The kids probably might not care, but they still should hear what it was like, growing up.
I agree.
Okay. Pillar number two, personal items and emotional value, your stuff.
Yeah.
Your baseball glove, in my case would be my shotgun and, my rifle and, stuff like that. Okay. Who gets all four of my kids hunt, most of the grandkids hunt. Okay. So some of that stuff should be passed on to them. So they had, that was grandpa's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? So, for example, my Uncle Melford, my dad's only sibling, passed away this last Thursday. I was in a nursing home for 6 months, and I hate to sound cold, but it was time. Yeah. So Melfer and I were very, very tight, mm-hmm. much tighter than I was with my dad. Mm-hmm. So Melfer and I hunted hundreds of days together, fishing, Canada, Alaska, all over the place. So I have all of his guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll talk to the girls at the funeral this week. Do you want them back or what should I do with them? I was storing because of his dementia.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. You bet.
But I doubt the girls will want them back. So now I have Melford's guns that I will never shoot.
Right.
Okay. But it'd be cool to say, here's my four kids. Here's this for Uncle Melford.
Right. Because
they all hunted with them too.
Sure. Okay? Sure.
So just stories like that. The family rocking chair, mom's cookie platter, mom's recipes.
I have my grandmother's rocking chair, my daughter Virginia that I just mentioned.
Yep.
Cut her teeth on that thing. There's marks still today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Photo albums. Well, my family, there is no photo albums, so they all went up in smoke. Pillar number three, instructions and wishes to be fulfilled, how you want to be cared for as you age.
Right.
Do you want to help with education for grandkids, necessarily not paying for St. John necessarily, but just helping out somewhere along the way.
Sure.
Instructions for your funeral.
Right.
Bob, you and I are going to need a funeral someday.
I have my stuff already starting to be assembled. My kids think I'm nuts.
Well, that's a given.
That's true.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like you said earlier, when you move and you start seeing that you've got all this stuff,
yep.
you start going through that stuff.
Yep.
And this is what I want to have.
Yeah. Good idea.
Niles Genz in studio with us, Genz Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688. They're online at GenzFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com. Niles Genz in studio, Genz Financial Services, the phone number 258-3688, online at GenzFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com. I know it's only November, but 1 month from today, join Genz Financial Friday, December the 6th. Toys for Tots, sir.
Yep. So this is the third or fourth year we've done this. Toys for Tots, like Bob said, the Stearns County Museum on 33rd Avenue, right by Costco. Everybody knows where it's at.
Yep.
From 11 o'clock to 1 p.m., so 11 to 1, a short 2 hours to drop off Toys for Tots. If you're unable to during those times, our office has two boxes right in our lobby area there. One is three quarters full already, and hopefully we'll fill them up, and the Marines will bring us more boxes.
They will.
If you're unable to bring it to our location, there'll be plenty of locations around. You don't have to bring it to Genz Financial. But I would encourage you when you're out and about, pick up a couple toys. They told us don't forget about the teenagers. They seem to get forgotten sometimes.
Yep.
So, again, Veterans Day coming up, and before I forget, deer hunting's a couple, 3 days from now.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, please, please be careful. Wear the orange vest. Wear the orange cap. Be aware of what you're shooting, what you're shooting at, what's behind what you're shooting at.
Yes, sir.
No deer is important enough to hit a person or our property, okay?
Right.
So just cool it. If you don't get a deer, you'll survive, okay? Remember, the sky didn't fall this morning. We're all okay, okay? So, but good luck deer hunting. Shoot straight, and hopefully you get a good one. Just be careful.
There you go. Niles Genz is in studio with us, Genz Financial Services, 258-3688. Niles, you'll have to pick up where we left off, sir.
Yep. So first off, remind everybody, we do have workshops coming up in December the 10th at the Brick House here in downtown St. Cloud, December 12th at the Coyote Moon. They all start at 6 p.m., and most people know that by now.
Yep.
320-258-3688. You do have to RSVP. So we're talking about the pillars when it comes to legacy. We got halfway through pillar number three. So pillar number three is instructions and wishes to be fulfilled. How do you want to be cared for as your health deteriorates?
Now, we're looking also at, your health care directive, right? That's
correct.
Part of it.
That's part of it. But just to open your mouth.
Yeah.
Tell your family how you want to be taken care of.
Yeah.
So they don't go, well, wonder what dad would want. You should know what dad wants. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the problem being a German heritage, some of us Germans don't talk very much. I'm one of actually very few talking Germans.
And I feel I'm going to live forever. So I haven't even gotten to this point with my kids yet, okay. But I'm going to have to do that.
Good luck on that.
Good luck. Yeah,
good
exactly.
luck on that. So caring for loved ones, ensuring further education for grandkids, if you want to leave an endowment behind or something like that. Instructions for your funeral. Plan out your funeral.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I are Missouri Synod Lutherans, so I told my wife, traditional Missouri Synod Lutheran funeral. Okay, and my daughter, my boys, my wife, everybody will pick out the hymns and the prayers, that type, just traditional.
Ham or turkey sandwiches in those dollar buns?
Neither, okay?
What?
No, I don't want no Lutheran hot dish either, okay? No casserole, no scalloped potatoes and ham. And
Jell-O?
No red Jell-O, no red Kool-Aid with one ice cube in it.
I don't want
none of that stuff. So my instructions are in coffin, of course, yep. Back of my pickup. I don't want to be in a hearse. I want the reception afterwards to be held at the golf course in Buffalo, even though I'm not a golfer. Mm-hmm. But I want hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, have a celebration of life.
Yes, sir.
Not sit there in the corner and cry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a celebration. And my family knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let them know. Wishes for your funeral instructions. And again, wishes for end-of-life planning, which is going to happen to the best of us. Number four, financial assets. So we're going to wrap up the show talking about this today. Pillar number four, like I said, financial assets or real estates, savings and investments, resident and other estate, other possessions with significant economic value. So let's take an example. Now, everything I'm going to spout out now is under current conditions.
Okay.
Don't know what conditions will be like 10, 15, 20 years from now, okay? So under current conditions, when you die, husband or wife, let's say the husband died, let's say, a few years ago, and the wife died this morning.
Okay.
Okay? So let's say the husband or wife, or does she own their house? And let's say their house was in the St. Cloud area around here somewhere, and it's worth $300,000.
Okay.
When they died.
Yeah.
When she died. Remember, she died last.
Right.
Assuming there's no liens against it for Medicaid recovery, anything like that, it's a clean title
for,
on
you
it.
Bet.
Clean title on it, okay? So let's say they paid $100,000 for that house years ago for that property.
Okay, I got the math going.
So that's their cost basis. What you paid for something is your cost basis.
Okay.
Under current tax law, now assume after yesterday it's going to remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
When you die, when the last of the two of you to die, the kids get a stepped up in basis. Basis is what you paid. It'll step up to current value. So now the new basis in the house is the $300,000. That's what it's worth when you died.
Right.
When the kids sell it for $300,000, there is no tax. It's not a taxable event.
Okay.
For income or capital gains. Now, if your estate is big enough, you know, over $3 million in Minnesota,
okay,
there could be some inheritance taxes, but that probably doesn't affect most people listening today.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So your kids can sell the house for $300,000, split the proceeds, and they will not pay taxes on it. Your brokerage accounts, your stocks, your equities, your mutual funds, your bonds that are not in IRAs, mm-hmm, work the same way. I got in a conversation with a longtime client yesterday. She inherited a substantial amount of money in a stock portfolio.
Okay.
I had explained to her repeatedly that it gets a stepped up in basis. She was adamant that somebody at coffee time here a week or two ago told her that whole amount would be taxable. It is not. Now, if it was an IRA, different story.
Okay.
I'm talking about non-qualified accounts. Non-qualified accounts, mutual funds, stock portfolios, get a stepped up in basis.
You are not a lawyer.
No.
You know people.
I know people.
Right. You are not a realtor.
No. Nope.
You know people.
Yep.
Okay. These things are very, very important that Niles is talking about. And it also stresses the importance of dealing with Niles Gens, because when all of these questions need to be answered before the event happens,
yep,
kind of important, isn't it?
Know the answers. So also when you leave IRAs upon your demise, mm-hmm, they're taxable. Okay. I got in another conversation last week. Niles, they're not taxable. It's an inheritance. Yes, it's an inheritance, but IRAs are taxable. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Okay?
Yeah.
So they are taxable because there's been no taxes paid on it. They're pre-tax dollars. Then somebody, well, Niles, it was a Roth. Well, you didn't say that.
Yeah.
You just said IRA.
Right.
So Roth IRAs are received tax-free because they're after-tax dollars. Their earnings on Roths are tax-free. What's taxable to you when somebody dies and leaves you as a beneficiary is IRAs, 401ks, TSPs, that type of thing.
Okay, what about PODs, payable on death, and TODs, transfer on death?
Yep. Transfer on death pertains to brokerage accounts.
Okay.
TODD is transfer on death deed. That's real estate.
Okay.
POD is payable on death of bank accounts.
Okay.
And insurance products have beneficiary designations. The end result on all those is the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. That you are bypassing a trust, you're bypassing a will if you had designated beneficiaries on your accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They do not go through your will. They do not go through the trust. So it's highly recommended that most people want to bypass the will or the trust on your inheritance to go right to who you want it to go to.
You know, folks, even if you are not a gazillionaire, these things are very important.
They are.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody, regardless of where you're at financially,
right,
needs to have an exit plan. We're all going to exit. Your family needs to know that you have an exit plan.
Mm-hmm.
And what that exit plan is. Not necessarily have to tell them the amounts that are in your accounts, but that you bank here, you bank there, you have your investments here, you got your investments over there.
Yeah.
Here's your financial advisor, here's your CPA, here's your attorney. If you have a realtor that you like, do you want them to use? We have that three-ring binder that we give all of our clients.
Yes.
That's all listed. Okay. You'd be surprised how many times people will come up to me. Once they've used that three-ring binder, when mom and dad have passed, I'm saying, oh, my God, it's the best thing ever invented.
Exactly right.
It's nothing fancy. You could take a legal pad, a notepad, and do the same thing that our three-ring binders do.
But it's organized.
But you could do it yourself.
Yeah.
But ours is organized. All 100% of our clients have one of those binders. So, again, we talked towards the end here on finances and assets.
Yep.
I want to touch on a little bit. The last time we checked, the stock market's going up pretty good right now.
Exactly right.
That was anticipated with the election yesterday, the way the election went. It was anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a little bump here in the very near future. Maybe it's going to go up too high here the next day or so.
Yep.
So it might come down a little bit to kind of settle down.
A little correction, maybe.
Okay. So basically, I tell people, no more political ads on TV. We just got the Medicare ads. We've got to limp through those for another month yet.
Yeah.
I got my first Medicare thing yesterday.
Oh, Niles.
Really? I'm not even.
You're way too young.
I know that. So anyhow, everybody enjoy your weekend. Please honor a veteran. If you're a veteran out there listening today, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And if you have an opportunity to say thanks, just say thanks to a veteran. And be safe deer hunting this weekend.
Take some deep breaths, everybody. Yep. We're all going to be okay.
Everybody can breathe now.
Absolutely. Niles, great to see you, sir.
We'll see you next week.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, 258-3688, their phone number. Online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.